One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It was the kind of night that whispered of secrets hidden just beyond the reach of the light. The kind of night where shadows shift and something unseen lurks just out of sight. In a quiet rural home, two young friends set out for what should have been a simple sleepover. Yet what began as an innocent evening of laughter and late-night TV soon turned into something far darker. Have you ever felt like something was watching you even though no one was there? A presence that seems to follow you, shifting in the corners of your vision? This is the story of Melissa and Kay, two friends who one summer night in 2006 would experience just that. But what they thought was a simple prank would soon become something that would change the course of their lives. Was it all in their minds, or did something truly sinister take hold of their home? What happens when a game meant for fun brings something into the world that's not so easily dismissed? Let's get to the letter, they write. Dear Tony, it happened in August 2006, I remember it. Like it was yesterday. Kay and I were only 12 and 11, respectively, just two kids hanging out, having fun like we always did. It was late into the night when we finally decided to head to her room. We were lying on her bed, watching TV, when something strange began to tug at the edges of the evening, but neither of us could place it. You see, Kay lived in a house far away from the nearest neighbors. It was secluded, tucked deep into the countryside, and even the roads around it felt forgotten. There wasn't much to do but amuse ourselves and let our imaginations run wild. But on this night, it wasn't our imaginations that would be running wild. I was feeling mischievous, as kids do, I figured. I could give Kay a little scare, nothing too serious, just enough to get her heart racing. I ran out of the room, sprinting down the hall before sneaking back in with a fake look of terror on my face. I told her in a low whisper that someone was at the front door. Someone was trying to get in. The handle was turning. Kay jumped straight onto her bed, her eyes wide with fear. Her reaction was everything I had hoped for at first, but then I noticed it. Something in her voice wasn't just fear, it was real panic. Is the door locked? I asked, trying to keep my composure. She nodded, but the look in her eyes told me something was wrong. I told her it was all just a joke and she should calm down, but the unease was still there. She didn't laugh. She didn't dismiss it. She was genuinely afraid. And then came the twist. I'm going to check, she said, her voice shaking. I'm going to see if you're telling the truth. She left the room, and that's when things took a turn. I was standing there, waiting for her to come back with a laugh or a roll of her eyes. But when she returned, her face was pale, paler than I'd ever seen. Her eyes locked on mine, but they weren't the eyes of a friend who had been scared by a joke. They were the eyes of someone who had seen something they couldn't explain. There's no one at the door, she said slowly, but there's someone at the window. At first, I thought she was just playing along. After all, I had made her feel scared, so it only made sense for her to turn the tables. But then I saw her face. She wasn't joking. There was a real fear in her eyes. Kay's room had cream-colored curtains, light enough to see through when the moon hung in the sky, just beyond the glass. I went over to the window and peered outside, but I saw nothing. Just the shadows of the trees and the quiet stillness of the night. But Kay swore there was someone there. The tension between us grew. I couldn't deny that I felt the strange pull of unease, but I tried to shake it off. It was nothing, I told myself. Kay was probably just spooked, and I had to calm her down. But when I told her I was only kidding, she didn't seem to hear me. Her eyes were glued to the window, her gaze unwavering, almost like she was looking at something or someone. I couldn't see. Then, as if the universe itself were playing a cruel joke on us, we did what any scared 12-year-old would do. We ran into the wardrobe. It felt safer in there somehow. Out of sight. Out of mind, right? We huddled in the darkness side by side, staring out through the narrow crack in the door, watching the moonlit shadows flicker beyond the glass. Time passed. Minutes turned to hours, or so it felt. Kay eventually fell asleep, her head resting on my shoulder. The weight of the room grew heavier, suffocating, as though something was pressing down on us. I, too, finally drifted off, though the unsettling feeling lingered like a dark cloud overhead. When I woke up, the sun was already peeking through the curtains, and I could smell breakfast being cooked in the kitchen. The night's events felt like a distant dream, but something about the room was off. Something didn't feel right. I slowly stood up and walked out of the wardrobe. It hit me immediately. Kay's nightstand had been knocked over and the lamp was shattered on the floor. I couldn't understand it. I hadn't heard a crash or anything. We had been so close to it, huddled in that wardrobe all night, yet somehow we hadn't noticed it fall. Then Kay entered the room, her face pale again. "Look outside," she said, her voice tight with dread. "Look at the bottles." Kay had this bottle collection in the hallway, a hobby she had started to make some extra money. She'd spend hours arranging them, cleaning them, and setting them up perfectly. But now all of them were knocked over, shattered into 1,000 pieces across the floor. We didn't know what to make of it. The house was still locked. Nothing had been disturbed except for the bottles and the nightstand. What could have caused it? Kay told me that she had woken up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, but something had stopped her. She saw a black shape by her nightstand, but when she blinked, it was gone. That's when she heard it, cackling, soft at first, but growing louder until it was impossible to ignore. What had happened? I wasn't sure, but I couldn't deny that something was off. Something dark had followed us home. And there was still something more. Something I wasn't sure I wanted to hear. Kay wouldn't talk about it. She wouldn't tell me exactly what she had seen, what she had heard, but she was shaken to her core. The fear was real. And that's when I started to wonder, had we let something in? Something we couldn't control? 1 year passed, and the events of that summer night stayed with us, always lurking just beneath the surface. Halloween of 2000 arrived, and as the night grew darker and colder, Kay and I found ourselves sitting on the couch, popcorn in hand, watching Ju-on, The Grudge. The movie, filled with ghostly images and twisted, shadowy figures, only seemed to deepen the eerie atmosphere in the room. We laughed at the jumps and screams from the movie, trying to push aside the gnawing feeling that had followed us since that first incident. But then something happened that made all our laughter vanish in an instant. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a figure pass by the glass door. It was quick, so quick, in fact, that I wasn't even sure if I had seen it at all. But the sensation, the rush of icy dread that filled my chest was unmistakable. "Kay," I whispered, my voice barely above a breath. "Someone just walked by the door." Kay froze, her expression going pale. "What do you mean?" she asked, as if the words didn't quite make sense. I don't know," I said, my voice shaking. "It was too quick, but I swear I saw someone." She tried to brush it off, her voice laced with skepticism. "It's probably just the shadows, Melissa. You're seeing things. But I knew what I saw. And Kay, she knew it too, even if she wouldn't admit it. Just as we were about to settle back in, the dog, Kay's dog, began barking frantically, running to the door and pawing at it as if something outside was tormenting it. The sound of the dog's terrified yelps sliced through the air, making the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. "What is it?" I asked, my heart racing. Kay stood up, looking worried. "I don't know, but I'll check." She walked outside into the cold night, her footsteps echoing in the silence. I remained inside, my eyes glued to the door. The minutes ticked by, but it felt like hours. I could hear nothing but the silence, broken only by the distant howling of the wind. Kay's dog came back inside, still whimpering, but now there was something different about the dog. Something unsettling. The dog had a bandana around its neck. At first, I thought I was seeing things. Wait, that bandana, it wasn't on the dog before, was it? Kay looked at the dog, confusion furrowing her brow. No, it wasn't. She reached down and took the bandana off, inspecting it with a puzzled expression. Where did this come from? I couldn't explain it. I didn't want to explain it. It didn't make sense. The dog had gone outside without it, and now it was wearing it. Kay locked the doors behind her and shut off the DVD player. We sat in silence for a long time, both of us too afraid to speak. The feeling in the room was suffocating, like a weight pressing down on us, filling the space with dread. Something wasn't right. It hadn't been right since the Ouija board incident. I didn't want to say it out loud, but the thought clung to the back of my mind. What if we had invited something into that house? What if the Ouija board had opened a door to something we couldn't close? We tried to ignore the feeling, tried to laugh it off, but every little thing, the dog's bark, the bandana, the figure by the door, kept feeding the fear. And it wasn't just that night. There were more strange occurrences, more unexplained events. A sound of footsteps when no one was around, a flicker of light when the power was off. The sense of being watched even when there was no one in sight. By the time the morning came, we couldn't shake the feeling that something was still there, lingering in the shadows, waiting for the right moment to reveal itself. It wasn't just a one-time thing anymore. It had become a part of us, of that house. And then, as if on cue, Kay's grandmother came over the next day, and the cycle started all over again. "Have you been messing with that Ouija board again?" she asked, looking at us with knowing eyes. "You're opening doors you can't close." Kay and I exchanged a glance. It wasn't just the odd occurrences now, it was the feeling, the chilling, suffocating sensation that something else was in that house with us. Something that wasn't human. The next time I visited, it was worse. The doorbell rang in the middle of the night, and when we opened the door, there was no one there, just the silence, just the cold air. Was it the Ouija board? Was it the ghost we had summoned? Or was something far darker tied to that place? Kay had seen something that night, something she wouldn't talk about, something she couldn't explain. And whatever it was still there, waiting, watching, whispering through the walls. As the story unfolds, it's impossible not to wonder what was real and what was the product of overactive imaginations. It's easy to dismiss the events as mere coincidence or the workings of youthful fears amplified by a creepy movie and the isolation of a rural home. After all, Kay's and Melissa were young, 12 and 11, impressionable ages where the lines between fantasy and reality can blur. But when the unexplained persists, when odd occurrences become too frequent to ignore, we are forced to ask ourselves if there is something deeper at play. The behavior of Kay's dog, the mysterious bandana, the terrifying shadows, these aren't isolated incidents. They are pieces of a larger puzzle, one that points to something more than just a simple prank. The Ouija board, too, casts a long shadow over the entire narrative. Whether it was the catalyst or not, we can't ignore the chilling fact that both Kazi and Melissa were involved in an ancient ritual, one that supposedly opens doors to the unknown. And once opened, How do we know those doors can be closed again? Psychologically, we must consider the power of suggestion. The human mind, especially in moments of fear, is highly suggestible. When we expect something to happen, when we believe we are being watched, our minds can start to fill in the gaps with what we fear most. Could it be that both girls, in their isolation and heightened fear, convinced themselves that something was out there? Or was there, in fact, something present? Something not bound by the physical laws of our world? From a paranormal perspective, however, the patterns are harder to dismiss. The broken objects, the shadows at the window, the cold presence that seemed to grow stronger with each passing day. These are the hallmark signs of something unexplainable. Something that doesn't belong. And the most unsettling part? There's no resolution. No explanation. The terror simply lingers in the corners, unanswered like an echo that never fades. Whatever the truth may be, one thing is clear. Something followed them. Whether it was the Ouija board, the isolation, or a combination of both, the lingering fear remains. And it's that lingering doubt, the one that eats away at the edges of your mind. That's the most chilling of all. Maybe it's not about what you see. Maybe it's about what you feel, and sometimes what you feel is more terrifying than anything you can see. The house is quiet now, but the shadows still stretch across the walls. Thank you for listening.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.